It's time we answer a question on your stock in a little segment we like to call Your Stock, Our Take. Buy, sell, or hold.
It is a company we are very familiar with, Seacom Satellite. A listener asks us, Seacom just reported great results. Is the growth story back intact here? That's from Martin Murin. Now, Seacom is a company, trades around $1.20 right now, market cap around $44 million. What does the company do? They are a leading developer, manufacturer, and deployer of commercial-grade mobile satellite-based technology for the delivery of two-way, high-speed internet, VoIP, and video services into vehicles. Essentially, they make antennas. Now, Seacom has developed proprietary mobile auto-deploying antennas that deliver broadband and satellite into vehicles while stationary virtually anywhere one can drive. There are more than 7,000 Seacom antennas that have been deployed in over 103 countries worldwide. So the company's done a great job in its niche market. Now, the last quarter is really what, you know, is exciting the market, exciting this listener. On this stock, you saw revenue growth of 71%. Up to $4 million. Net income grew up 392% to $641,000, up from $130,000 in the same period last year. Now, it was a tremendous growth quarter for the company, but the company has gone through some tough times as the mining and energy sectors were in significant downturns over the last several years. They have seen pickup in activity in those segments. New orders coming in, which have boosted these results in the last quarter. But on a trailing basis, the company still trades with a PE of around 23-24 times earnings. Now, there's a great cash position here, $15.4 million, or about 35% of its market cap is in cash, and there's really no debt here. So if you remove that cash, it trades at relatively more reasonable valuations, but it's certainly still not cheap. Like I said, the balance sheet is great here, but the growth has been spotty. The current trailing valuations are really not cheap, especially for a microcap stock. But if it continued to post growth and profitable growth like we saw in the third quarter, the multiple will quickly move lower and the stock will look more attractive. It pays an attractive dividend and has paid that for years now. It's over 4%. And at present, the stock for us is more of a hold. But if we continue, like I said, to see these contract wins, further growth quarters, as we saw in the profitable Q3 that we just saw from the business, the stock would once again come onto our radar and be a stock we're closely watching right now to see if it can replicate that growth we saw in Q3.